Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we're intentional about slowing down and reflecting upon God's Word. I pray that as you hear the Word that's appointed for this day, it may speak to your life and all that you're going through. May you be open to the Spirit. May your ears be open to hear the Word, and may it come into you to help you as you go forward in your daily walk. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you set your Holy Spirit to be the life and light of your church. Open our hearts to the riches of your grace, that we may be ready to receive you wherever you appear, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our reading, our first reading that's appointed for this day, is from the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis. Here we hear God's promise to Abram. Now after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward will be great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eleazar of Damascus. And Abram said, You have given me no offspring, so a slave born in my house is to be heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, Look up, look toward the heavens and count the stars, if you are able to count them. Then he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And Abram believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. The word of the Lord. We have this little snippet in Genesis of God's promise to Abram. And part of it is we hear this story. I think it's helpful to put it in its larger context of all that's going on. God had appeared to Abram to tell him to leave this land and go to the land that he would show him, that God would bless him, that he'd have many descendants, that he would have land and be a blessing to all people. Here, God reiterates that promise. And part of it is because Abram's beginning to wonder. I mean, think about this story as a whole. God chooses Abram and Sarah to be the father and mother of God's holy people. And when you hear that, they're older. Sarah is well beyond childbearing years. Yet God makes this promise. Abram believes, but then he has some doubt. After all, time has passed since the first time God appeared to him. And he's beginning to wonder, wait a minute, you said we were going to have a child, and it's not happened. What's going on? How is this going to be? He calls out and says, you know, right now, it's a servant of his, Eleazar of Damascus, that would inherit all of his stuff. How is God's word going to be fulfilled? How is this promise going to come to pass? As we hear this story, I think part of it is we always have to stop and remember. God chooses Abraham not because of anything that Abram does, not because of how faithful he is, because he's not always as faithful as he should be. He questions God. Right? God reminds him, don't be afraid. I am with you. I will be your great, your shield. Your reward will be great. He reminds him. God chooses Abram because God chooses Abram. It's like a parent, right? I remember growing up, and as a child, sometimes you question, why is this the case? And you ask those questions. And sometimes your parents will get exacerbated, and they go, because I'm the parent and I say so. And you think, well, that's not a very good answer. Well, God chooses Abram because God chooses Abram. And I think part of the reasons that God chooses Abram is because what we see in this story is the only way it can be fulfilled is with God's hand upon it. That we see the power of God at work. I mean, think about it. God says to Abram and Sarah, you will be a father of many nations. You will have descendants as many as the stars are in the sky, or the sand, you know, the grains of sand. And when he says that, Abram and Sarai have no children. They said, you will have land. And they're nomads. They own no property. And you will be a blessing to all nations. And here's this nomad elderly couple, a nobody kind of in the world. How are they going to be a blessing to anybody? God chooses them because we see that it's only the power of God that's worked, that God's word, God's promise can be fulfilled. And if you go on with this story, part of it is Abram goes, wait a minute, how can this be? And if you keep reading, in some ways, Abram does what a lot of us do. He gets impatient. He seeks to make it happen, right? Sarah doesn't become pregnant. She's not with child. And so what do? They talk about it. And Sarah goes, well, here, my maidservant, Hagar, have a child with her. So at least it would be your offspring. That was not an unusual way to handle things in that day and age. But then God comes back, sends some visitors that say, nope, Sarah will have a child. Sarah hears it and she laughs. Because how can this be? I think with this story, part of it is we think about the whole narrative of Abraham. Part of it reminds us is, how often are we like Abraham? There may be a promise or we think, here's how it's supposed to be. And what happens is we take over. We're the ones that, wait, I need to make this come about. How do we allow God to be in charge? Right? You have the bumper sticker sometimes. You'll see, God is my co-pilot. The reality is when we say that, what we really mean is God's sitting there and I'm driving and I kind of want to do it my way. This text reminds us God doesn't want to be the co-pilot. God wants to be the pilot. God's the one who says, here's how it's going to be, and can we trust in his word? Can we wait and be patient for God's timing? And this story, in some ways, is about God's timing. I remember years ago, I went to a spiritual retreat, and afterwards, there was a gentleman who talked, and he talked about the theme of his message was, in God's time. And he talked about how sometimes we needed to be patient and wait. And things would happen in God's time. In Greek, there's two words for time. There's kairos, which is the appointed time. And that's what it means. It's in God's fulfillment. It's when it comes to be. And it's not linear. It's not something you can always mark. That kind of time is chronos, where we get the notion of chronology, right? Like a watch that tells us exactly when it is. Most of us want to deal with that kind of time, chronos. I want to know, what day is this going to be? What time do I need to leave? We want to deal with certainties. Kairos, God's timing, tends to be something a little more amorphous. It's not as concrete. We don't always know when it's going to be. And it's hard. It's hard to be patient and trust and wait. Abram was patient for a while and then says, oh, here, we're going to do it this way. And God up there probably just laughs and says, no, 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 no. Listen again. You and Sarah will have a child. But it's in God's time. In your life, how do you wrestle with seeking to live out God's will? Trying to be attentive to God's timing and God's plan rather than my plan. This story teaches us a lesson of faith. Trust in God, and God will be there, and God will guide us and lead us, and it will be in God's time. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, you made a promise to Abram that he would have many descendants. Abram wasn't always as patient and tried to do it his own way. Sometimes we are like Abram, seeking to do it our own way and fulfill it the way we want. Help us to hear your word. Help us to trust in your spirit. Grant to us patience and understanding that we would wait in your time to know that you are at work. Help us to hear your word. Do not be afraid. Trust in you and rest in you. For you are at work. Help us to see Abram and all that he has done, and know that your word will come to be. Your promises will be fulfilled in your time. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.